Well, hello and welcome to an edition of Vincent Rhodes Live. I'm Vincent Rhodes, your host, and I have a special broadcast for you that I actually overheard on True News. And the speaker is Rick Wiles. Rick Wiles is an American commentator, and he is a conservative who is a non-denominational pastor of the church in Vero Beach, Florida. And Rick Wiles had a interesting thing to say about President Trump. Some intelligence that he received concerning President Trump not leaving office, and that there's a possibility also that Joe Biden would be arrested for criminal activity. All of this is still up in the air, but it is very important information, and I hope that you benefit from it greatly.
From a current member of a national security office, all right, I'm not going to name the office, I'm just going to say a government office in Washington, involved in national security. That person is still employed there, okay? So it's not a former retired member or something like that. This man told my friend last night that the Justice Department has the bank wires from China money to Hunter Biden and then Hunter Biden to Joe Biden. That they have all, he said, all of the wires, all of the transfers of money from China to Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden to Joe Biden.
The money transfers that Tony Bobulinski said exist.
Yes, right.
Who was the head of the company?
And where did he go?
Yeah, where has he been?
Where is he?
Disappeared.
Well, I don't blame him. He got dropped too.
I would have hit for the hills after that.
He put his life at
risk.
But
he probably
and then,
was wondering what happened to him. Yeah, he's probably going, I just stuck my neck out on the line here for nothing.
So this gentleman told my friend last night, Mr. Biden will not be sworn as president. He will be arrested.
What did he say?
He said, Mr. Biden will not be sworn in as president. He will be arrested.
And that he's currently preparing a...
Yes, that Mr. Biden is preparing to... The word he used was capitulate.
Capitulate.
Concede?
No.
Capitulate.
Capitulate.
Capitulate is a different word than concede. Concede says, I lost. Capitulate says, I surrender.
Wow.
I'm not going to fight.
I mean, think of the optics of that. Of him being handcuffed and put into a federal agent's
with court. His son. His son will go also, according to this man. So what I said was, well, then they're going to make Kamala Harris the president. He goes, no, they're not.
He has to be sworn in first.
Not only that, but what, and I got to go, we got to read the U.S. Constitution. He said the Electoral College ratifies the president, and that the vice president, they're not ratifying the vice president, they're ratifying the person who elected president of the United States.
Right.
So if Joe Biden is arrested before the Electoral College meets, there's nobody to ratify other than Donald J. Trump.
So he's the only one on the ticket.
Yes.
So when is the vice president confirmed or ratified?
What he said was after the inauguration with the U.S. Senate. I don't know if that's accurate. That doesn't sound right to me. But the main thing is that the Electoral College is ratifying the election of the president.
You know why we don't know? It's because this has never happened. I mean, think
and that's
about
what he said. He said this has never happened. He said we're in dangerous. This man, this national security man, said to my friend, we're in dangerous waters. This has never happened before. And so I asked my friend, I said, does President Trump know these things? He said, I don't know. And he said, My friend talked to a member of the Trump family and told him, and the family member did not know any of this. Now,
did not know if
he didn't know
Trump knew or any.
No,
of
he didn't know of any of this stuff going on. Okay, now it is conceivable that this is at such a high level of national security that even the president doesn't know about it.
Yeah, but the donor knew about it, the bundler.
Because he was told by a person in national security.
Okay.
That's how.
Okay.
That's how. So it's also possible the president knows about it and it is the highest secret. And the reason he's not fighting.
Not a secret anymore. Not right now.
There's no reason to fight.
Yeah, well, that
you're
makes a lot of sense.
Time.
Well, they get that now.
Biden time.
You're Biden time.
Biden time.
And Joe's going to be Biden a lot of time in a federal slammer if this is true. But that may explain Mr. Trump's attitude right now. Well, like, just wait. And that's what this man said to my friend. Just wait.
Then why all the lawsuits and all that?
That's like, Rudy Giuliani doesn't even know about it.
Well, this would be not just an unprecedented development. This would change the history.
Yes.
This nation.
And I asked my friend, I said, why did Rudy Giuliani sit on top of that laptop for a year and do nothing with it? And my friend didn't know that Giuliani had it for a year. But is that not what Rudy said he had the laptop for a year?
Yes.
Which morally and legally is outrageous because he knew what Hunter Biden was doing. He knew the crimes he was doing. He knew that there was child pornography on the laptop. He knew that Hunter Biden was molesting children. He knew that Hunter Biden was involved in human trafficking, meaning sex trade, young girls being sold. He knew that Hunter Biden was in business deals with the Chinese Communist Party, and Mr. Giuliani sat on that laptop and didn't tell anybody about it until October because his grand strategy was that was going to be his October surprise. And the news media simply yawned and said, we're just going to run out the clock. We'll just wait till Election Day and we'll totally ignore you. The strategy was incredibly incompetent. It was incompetent. And Mr. Giuliani completely mangled that.
Yeah. Because maybe in the 90s,
he had the perfect scandal to take down Biden.
In the past, when it wasn't the news media wasn't so unified, and they are unified for the left, for the Biden campaign, you would expect that every question. What about the laptop? Yes. What about this? Every question. He got, hey, what kind of ice cream is that, Joe?
Right.
That's what he got.
And also, the old idea, you know, the campaigns years ago, they did the October surprise around October 15. They dropped a bomb on a candidate.
Yeah.
Well, that's because everybody voted on one day.
Yes.
Today, people are voting for a month before the election.
That's right.
That's a good point.
You can't wait. But but morally and legally, it was indefensible to sit on that information. Now, something else that came out, and I can't verify this. I said to my friend, nobody talks about the other two laptops. I said, Hunter Biden dropped off three laptops at the computer repair store in Delaware.
Well, the receipt we saw.
Yes. And if you notice, nobody talks about it. Nobody says, even the conservative media, nobody talks about three laptops. My friend said, yes, that's right. The other two were laptops from his business partners. I said, who? And he said, Devin Archer. And what was the name of the other guy that went to prison?
Brian Coligliere, the one that's already in prison.
The one that's in prison.
Become a witness.
Yes. I think that's who he said. And I said, wait a minute. Why would his friends say, hey, Hunter, my laptop needs a checkup too. And his other friend said, yeah, take my laptop. Why would he go to a little computer repair shop with three laptops and then forget about it? And his friends forget it. They don't call him up and say, hey, Hunter, Where's my laptop? You took it down to the shop to get repaired. It's been a month. I want it back. And my friend said, because he stole. I said, what? He said, Hunter Biden stole the laptops from his business partners.
Yes.
You know, if this is.
And wait a minute, wait a minute. There's more. He said they weren't taken to the shop to be repaired.
Right.
They were taken to the shop
to be held. That's why there was such a low fee for the repair. And it makes perfect sense because we were questioning ever since from the very beginning. How does Hunter Biden break so many laptops,
mm-hmm.
right? You're dropping off three laptops at a local computer.
And you forget about it.
And then you just, you're so coked up, on, you know, that
you go buy three new ones.
No, it starts to make sense that these three laptops were dropped off to be kept safe. Maybe he had some sort of relationship with this computer shop owner. That computer shop owner is disappeared.
He's gone. He's disappeared.
He closed today. He
closed up shop.
Closed up.
Yes.
And so you're not going to find him. His lawyer says, "Hey, he's gone. He's he may be in town. He may be somewhere else."
But he dropped off these laptops. He held those laptops for a long period of time. Now, if we're following my friend's reasoning here, perhaps. I think he was insinuating that the store owner was a friend of Hunter Biden and was doing a favor keeping these laptops in his store. At some point, he became suspicious. Why are they here for so long? And he looked in the laptops, discovered child porn, a lot of other things, became very afraid. Why? Because now he's in possession mm-hmm. of something that could send him to prison. Who does he call? Rudy Giuliani. Somehow he gets to Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy's lawyer.
All right.
Let's do Rudy's lawyer.
All right. So Rudy's lawyer. Okay. And Mr. Giuliani gets his hands on the laptops. No, copies of the laptops. And then they called the FBI, and the FBI came and got the actual hard drives.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's the story. But what I had never heard before was that Hunter Biden stole the two laptops from his business partners. Mm. Now, why would he steal the laptops other than blackmail?
Right. And it directly verifies the contents of Hunter's laptop. You think about this. A lot of these emails are to Devin Archer and the other business partners. Mm-hmm. The other end of that email is on Devin Archer's computer, among other information such as the incriminating emails about a big guy, a transaction record, the money transfers that we don't have evidence for yet, but reportedly Tony Bobulinski knows existed and said he was providing.
How about the information that we caught early on in that whole thing on the third laptop was the entire virus plan from the Chinese?
According to the Go Wengui media group.
Yes.
Yeah, they alleged that.
Oh, hi, honey. I'm going to have dinner ready early tonight.
I got a sound check, so I'll just eat after the show, Mother.
Your limousine is here.
It's not going to be good cold, honey.
Don't you think it's about time I moved out of here and got my own place? I found a real cute apartment in Westwood. It's really nice.
Westwood?
I put a deposit on it already. You can see it tomorrow.
No. You're not getting any apartment in Westwood or any place else by yourself.
Well, wait a minute. Can't we even talk about this?
There's nothing to talk about.